Evander presses his eyes shut and pinches the bridge of his nose.
Goddess, help me. You are relentless.
I know.
Why does that bring a tired smile to my face? Evander looks around, somewhat nervously.
Conry commanded it. He saw you that night when you took Aurora. He wanted to hurt you. I tried to refrain, but Bardolph had heard the order. We had a minor disagreement over it, but there was no getting around it.
A minor disagreement? The bruise I saw on his cheek when I first laid eyes on him is so faint, it's hard to see now. But it looks like someone might have punched him. Or... The thoughts take a second to form in my head. They're darker than I imagined, and my mind doesn't want to believe them.
Were you supposed to kill me?
He says nothing. Once more, it's my answer. My blood is cold. I will be forced to marry a man who had ordered my death.
Were you going to tell him that you had done the deed when he asked? That you had killed me?
Bardolph knew the truth. I would have said you weren't there. The truth. Conry wouldn't have faulted us for not pursuing you when our focus was Aurora, and we had her.
And if Bardolph hadn't been there?
What does this hypothetical matter?
It matters very much to me.
It matters if you're protecting me or not, in your own way.
I told you, I have done horrible things. Things that would make your throat burn with nausea. I will continue to do horrible things so long as that man is in power.
His expression softens.
But it is not because I want to. I desperately, desperately cling to whatever shred of decency I can because...
Because I hang on his words. He takes a small step forward.
Because I like to dream that one day I might be free of him. And when I am, I would like to be a man that can sleep at night.